Good evening. This is Gary Black with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski said this week that the Russia investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller into alleged tampering in the 2016 election should be allowed to proceed to its natural end, and that she would support legislation approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee to protect the inquiry. Murkowski, in a wide-ranging interview with the Daily Newsminer editorial board, praised the FBI and said the agency is a serious and significant role into the investigation. She said, quote, "I have said all along that Mueller should be allowed to take this investigation wherever it takes him and his team. And I said that at the beginning, and I repeat that because I believe very, very firmly in that. And I think any efforts to thwart that are dangerous." Murkowski added, however, that she does not want to see the investigation go on indefinitely and that the probe eventually must reach its natural end. She also said she does not subscribe to President Trump's criticism of the investigation as a witch hunt, which is his oft-repeated criticism of the special counsel inquiry into alleged Russian involvement in the election. Reports regularly surface that Trump is highly frustrated by the investigation and that some of his supporters are urging Mueller's firing. The public turned out at a Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly meeting Thursday night to protest the proposed demolition of Mary Saya Recreation Center. Nearly 40 people spoke during a public hearing on the borough budget, asking the assembly to find money to repair the 67-year-old swimming pool facility.
I urge you to give full funding for the next year for the Mary Saya Rec Center and continue its operation.
I think that building is in good shape. All this stuff about all this repair requirements, to me, is just smoke and gun. It's just not true.
I encourage you all to look at what that Mary Saya does for our community. It's just not dollars per square foot. It's much more than that to the community.
Pam Miller, Gerald Witten, and Diane Darnall, and others say the borough is moving too quickly to knock down the aging pool facility. They want borough officials to wait for the results of an engineering study. Some, like Kathy Dreigas, suggest the borough appropriate enough money to keep the rec center operating until the borough can build a replacement.
I realize that we need a new facility. I get that. But it doesn't make sense to me to tear down the existing building. What are we supposed to do?
Assembly members last month delayed Mayor Carl Castle's proposal to demolish Mary Saya as part of a 10-year plan to catch up on deferred maintenance. They reprogrammed $680,000 for the demolition, deciding to revisit the issue when the engineering study is completed later this month. In presenting the budget last night, Mayor Castle reiterated the borough's problem.
We do not have the financial resources to maintain everything in our system, all 217 buildings. It just isn't there.
Some who testified last night questioned an inspection the mayor says shows structural problems at Mary Saya. Cheryl Corrick pointed to a lack of trust.
We're hearing a lot of speculation and not a lot of facts. And there's a feeling that maybe a lot of facts are being hidden from us.
Scott Calder suggests that even if serious problems requiring expensive repairs are found during the study that is now underway, the borough should find money in the budget to fix the rec center because so many people want it to stay open.
Mary Saya is a unique facility. It provides essential human services, and I think you should continue to operate it. I realize that the numbers maybe don't make sense, but given the fact that they are essential human services, I think that's just a situation that needs to be addressed.
Following the public hearing, the assembly advanced the budget for further consideration and possible amendments during a meeting next Thursday, May 10th. Alaska Republican gubernatorial contender Scott Hawkins said Thursday that he has pancreatic cancer but will continue his campaign. A release from Hawkins' campaign said the Anchorage businessman was diagnosed in February and has undergone aggressive treatments while maintaining his schedule. He plans to continue treatment in Seattle and Anchorage. The release states, "Through a dedicated treatment regimen and prayer, I plan to join the tens of thousands of Alaskans who now call themselves cancer survivors." Hawkins is one of the higher-profile Republicans to have announced plans to seek the GOP nomination for governor, along with former state Senator Mike Dunleavy and state Representative Mike Chenault. Governor Bill Walker, an independent, is seeking re-election. Hawkins said the cancer was caught early and his doctors are telling him it is very beatable. And finally tonight, the University of Alaska Fairbanks holds its 96th commencement Saturday. Over 1,300 students will be conferred more than 1,400 certificates and degrees, ranging from occupational endorsements to PhDs. The graduates include 714 women and 595 men. 223 of the award recipients are Alaska Native or American Indian. The youngest is 20 years old and the oldest is 75. Retiring UEF professors will also be recognized at the ceremony, including longtime history professor Terrence Cole, who is among those being granted emeritus status for 10 or more years of service. Among honorary degree recipients is Alaskan singer-songwriter Hobo Jim. The UEF graduation is at the Carlson Center and doors open at noon. For more on tonight's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Gary Black.